Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Said I needed divine intervention, was his religion, and I was surprised. Him believing in Buddha, me believing in God. Asked him, what are you doing? He said, taking my time. Meditation is a must, it don't hurt if you try. See, you're thinking too much, plus you too full of yourself. Worried about your career, you have a think of your health.
What did the Indian say?
A piece of land. That's what the Indian said. I needed the man telling me longevity, send the third, should buy some property first. Should profit a better dollar with generational perks. Equity had its best, really you should invest. These tangible things expire, don't you expect income with so much outcome? And yes, look at my heritage, we blessed.
Now what the black man say?
A piece of pussy. That's what the black man said. I needed to push me to the limit that satisfied my hunger. We do it all for a woman, from haircut to a war. We like to live in the jungle, like to play in the peach. What you saying to me? He said, nigga, come back to reality for a week. Pussy is power. Fuck on a new bitch every night. I wouldn't be prouder. You should allow it.
What the white man say?
A peace of minds. That's what the white man wanted when I rhymed. telling me that he's selling me just for $10.99. If I go platinum from rapping, I do the company fine. What if I compromise? He said it don't even matter. You make a million or more, you're living better than average. You're losing your core, following, gaining it all. He put a price on my talent, I hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw, hit the bank and withdraw. Put myself in the rocket ship and I shot for the stars. Look at what you accomplishing, what he said to the bar. I'ma make you some promises that you just can't ignore. Your profession anonymous as an artist. If I don't talk at your market, if you ain't signing your signature, when I throw you my wallet, a lot of rappers are giving up demo hall in the toilet. Your world tour, your master's mortgage, I need a piece.
All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I decree today. All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I decree today.
WMFO Tufts Radio. Welcome to The Will. We're back after a long hiatus. Spring break was last week. I'm very excited for this show because I got a couple special guests. You might remember him from a show before, Oliver Marsden. How you doing?
I've actually been on two shows.
Oh, hold on. It might help if I hit that button. Oliver, how you doing?
I warned you, Will.
Yeah, you didn't warn me.
This is my third show now. I'm becoming a veteran, one could say. They're going to give me...
Thank you for your service.
...a colored heart. I don't know what color yet. I don't know if it's going to be purple or if it's going to be red. I don't know yet. But
I haven't even gotten mine yet. You're going to have to go through a couple more shows.
All right. It feels like scouts again. I'm going to need to get some merit badges before I can level up.
And we have a second guest, brand new on the show, co-president brand of Tufts new. Mock Trial. Welcome, Eleanor Powers.
Eleanor Grace Powers to you.
Ellie, how you doing this morning?
It's 5 a.m. and I don't think I've woken up at 5 a.m. since I was in high school, but I have coffee, so.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm glad to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming. This is a very big deal. Two guests. When was the last time we had two guests? You and Rachel.
That's before I killed her.
We actually had three.
I mean, Selena.
We had Selena.
Selena.
We had a four person.
Shout out to Selena. She's cool.
Selena's great. We had a really
She's
big
not
table.
Yeah. She's probably asleep. I want to know why people are awake at 5 a.m.
Work. And radio.
And going to work and radio.
I mean, you know, people got to tune in live.
Also,
it's a weekly thing. It's clockwork.
Right. Also, what if, you know, you're just tired of lying in bed next to the person you're married to for the last, you know, 12 years. And you just want to get up and listen to some kids talk.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's giving Will Wilson a lot of credit.
Need something right fresh. There.
Something fresh.
To save you from your life.
The only thing I have on today's agenda is talking about trial, just real briefly. We had a very good weekend.
Brief redirect.
We had a good weekend, and then we had spring break, and we haven't gotten to really celebrate it that much.
I have an objection. Could you go ahead and explain?
Well, I was actually going to ask one of you two if you guys wanted to say what happened this weekend. Ellie, you should.
Okay.
We need to have an explanation first of what mock trial is.
You want to take that?
I'll take the explanation.
Yeah,
sure.
Open us up. Here.
So mock trial. It's also known as moot court to some people.
Well, not really.
Wow, he's read the Wikipedia page.
But
it's law school. It's kind of different.
You act as lawyers and witnesses, and each school sends a team of about six people, and you conduct a mini fake trial, effectively. So everyone in the country receives the same case. They prepare the case for the whole year, and then you go to about four or five tournaments throughout that year to compete in mock trials where you're scored, and then your school team either wins or loses in these tournaments of about 20 different schools. So that's a little background information. But Ellie, so how do we do this last weekend? Because we're all on the A team of mock trials. So how'd it go?
It was all right. we got a bid to nationals.
Yes.
That's the air horn sound effect. I don't have the soundboard.
All right, everybody hates this. If you're awake at 5 a.m. and you're listening to this, I'm really fucking sorry. Excuse me.
Whoa.
It's 5 a.m. Right, I'm really flippant.
There you go. Nice. Good job. Sorry, Will. Don't worry. It's okay.
To have me on
it's
again.
Okay.
Oh, but anyway, so out of 700 teams in the American Mock Trial Association, Tufts Mock Trial is one of 48. It's a nice fact. I like that one.
Yeah.
We also beat out some schools like Columbia, but they're...
I mean, what are they really good at?
What are they really? I mean, they only have, you know, a long legacy of being good.
They don't need it.
They don't. It was a great weekend, and I'm certain we're all excited to be back and into the swing of things, like ready to celebrate it. This week, we're looking at a bank robbery case.
We have a brand new case for Nationals on April 20th. So I think we're all pretty psyched, and I know that anyone listening is too. I mean, I can feel
oh,
the
yeah.
excitement
oh, yeah.
through my headphones.
Hey, I know this all the listeners who go back and listen will be excited. I can tell you that.
This friendly banter could get anyone through a 5 a.m.
except
whatever you're doing.
The cuss words. That's what's
we need to bring something down here.
All you really got a stern back. Face.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm sorry, everybody. It's 5 a.m. on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, March 27th.
I'm actually going to pull up the weather.
Oh, it's cold.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the weather's a little chilly this morning, but overall, we're going to look at a nice rise to 40 degrees at around 11 o'clock. Wow. Humidity's around 73% with wind chill about 5 miles per hour. So bad. But once we get to the end of this week, after a short bump of clouds and rain and Thursday, Friday, we have a beautiful weekend of 50 to 60 degrees. How excited are we for that?
I have a follow-up question. What's the pressure looking like over the next week?
The pressure?
Yeah.
Well, I have an essay due on Thursday.
No, the air pressure.
And we have tryouts on Wednesday, so there's a lot of pressure this week.
The air pressure.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's what makes it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, that's a pretty good answer to my question.
Yeah, we'll
Ellie, any follow-ups?
Oh, I was just going to say you should be a meteorologist. You got a good
You know, they used to call me Meteor Will, so.
Meteor Will, will you do it again as Patrick Warburton?
Hey, so listen, the weather we got this week is looking beautiful once we reach the end of it. But on Wednesday and Thursday, we got some cruddy skies, got rain, you know, the works.
Do we actually have rain coming in?
Yeah, we do. It looks like rain on Thursday. I'm not looking anymore. I'm giving you guys eye contact. Yeah.
I must say that coming from Phoenix, Arizona, I'm a little ready for some warmer weather. I could use a 70 degree day like we had in February, I think.
Yeah.
We had a couple days.
Classic February storm, yeah. I mean, classic. Heck yeah. I'm just looking at the news now. I'm trying to find a topic, but there's nothing interesting on here.
Can we interview you?
No. What have you been up to recently? Yeah, what's new?
Will, you've been there.
Well, actually, we went all the way to the MFA.
And the symphony.
Saturday, and
symphony.
We went to the symphony.
Wow.
We went to Symphony Hall and listened
in
to
Boston,
a symphony.
Massachusetts.
Which, yes, sounds very boring, but
it doesn't sound boring.
Actually incredible.
Also, there was like... every person around us was probably 85 to 100 years old, and I felt simultaneously like just shamed for so many reasons. Like, I don't know why they were so mad that we were there, but we had taken a seat away. I don't know.
We were also in fantastic seats, to be honest. We had absolutely
amazing.
Yeah,
they were insane.
Really? They were just jealous.
They were student tickets.
They're just a little jealous.
They were.
Though the guy said to us, he was like, "You look like you're under 40, so tickets are $20. And we were like, "What?"
We just walked in.
I've heard that the students, like, did you get the student tickets through Tufts? Or
no.
Did you
no.
go there? Okay.
No, we went there.
Okay, because I know.
It's right by the MFA, so we were just walking away from the MFA, sort of just
chance
chilling.
Chance coincidence.
And we just happened upon Symphony Hall, and we thought, oh.
Let's
go in.
Yeah, why not?
We're in a good mood.
So
feeling good.
The second half of the symphony was amazing because it was written by a guy who was trying to write the entire symphony before Stalin's guards got him.
Whoa.
So it was in 1950s Russia, Soviet Russia, and he was on a list. and he just had, it was like the art was coming out of it. He had to get it all down before they got him.
And that's intense.
Oh my gosh.
And they hated it.
It was amazing.
They hated it. And the only reason that the Russians hated it is because it didn't end in any sort of climax. It just ended like really quietly.
It was amazing. It like slowly faded away.
It like slowly died.
And it left you like,
and then
what's
at the
happening?
End, they just had like a minute where they paused. Because like, when you go to the symphony, there's a lot of weird pauses where they just stop playing.
Yeah.
And you don't, you're not supposed to applaud it. And if you applaud, it's awkward. But
to say the least.
Say the least. But they, yeah, they.
Did you applaud?
Well,
at
they finally gave you the cue. I don't even know what
they finally,
cue is.
It's like a
rest.
Yeah.
That's when they stopped.
It was honestly incredible. But you really understood why the Russians didn't want it played, because it's so anti everything that has come before it.
Wow.
And
that's
it was
intense.
So stressful. It was so stressful. The level of tension for the entire hour and a half was just ridiculous.
Sounds like the entire movie of Dunkirk.
That's
if
a pretty
seen
good
movie.
Yeah,
of Dun-
I have
yeah.
seen the movie of Dunkirk.
Movie,
it's a great movie.
Just the Shepherd note, the whole movie. The whole movie.
I really liked.
No.
I really liked that Dunkirk was a war movie without being, you know, gory or unnecessarily violent. But I really liked how it was non-consecutive in time. I thought that was a really cool choice. I thought that was amazing.
We have a special movie person. Ellie is probably more into film than we are.
Mm-hmm. Well,
definitely more into film than we are.
The degree's called special movie person, so.
Oh.
It's
yeah.
good.
That sounds
I
like
guess.
A Tufts degree. I swear that's a Tufts degree somewhere.
We like our films.
I'm the special one.
We like our films, but Ellie, what was the real best film of last year?
The real best film.
Because we know it wasn't Shape of Water. Even though it was probably a good movie.
Yeah, I didn't actually see Shape of Water, so I'm not going to say that Shape of Water was undeserving.
Yeah.
But
it was undeserving.
I've heard like unanimously it's just a safe pick, which is what they always do. Yeah, it's always a safe pick. I know like the Oscars are a little old at this point, but what was the best movie?
I think in my opinion, I'd say Get Out was the best movie. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is Oscar? Anyway, why does he get to make these
picks?
Oscar
De La Renta, you know, the dresses guy?
Like,
same one.
Well, I just don't understand why. Yeah.
Who's Emmy? Who's this Golden Globe guy?
What kind of name is that, too?
Mr. Golden?
Well, Tony, like, I get, but.
I
don't
get it.
You know.
Tony, yeah, Tony's,
that makes
Tony's
sense.
A great name.
Tony was a cool guy.
Why?
Tony was actually a woman.
Why wouldn't Get Out win?
Tony was a great gal.
Tony was a woman, I think so.
I said a great gal.
Because
great
Get
gal.
Out was
I'm gonna look
so entertaining.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it win? That's my question. It was entertaining to all audiences, too. Was it too edgy? Is that what it was?
It was.
I don't know. I think they see black people and they're like, oh, can't do that.
But they've also tried. They tried to fight against the bias.
But when they have a safer movie to pick, like Shape of Water, they're gonna go with the safer pick.
Well, a safer
it's really
movie
unfortunate.
About an amphibian falling in love with
Grinding Nemo, as it's been referred to.
I like that one. I really like that one.
In case anyone was wondering, the Tony was named after Antoinette Perry, the actress from the 40s.
Wow.
Oh, I see the naming influence there. Makes,
let me get a Owen
a
Wilson's
sense.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. For that one.
I wonder if it's possible to make any new awards now. Like, would people just complete? I feel like they just
try.
Love. I feel like people just love.
People love awards.
Awards so much.
You have a great name for it. The Ollies.
You'd have
the
to come up with a new category. Because it's already, you already got, like, high prestige film, then you have film and TV together, and and then you have TV, just TV.
And then you have like,
and then you have music, sports.
Yeah.
Which like what are the sports awards for? Is it just like best athlete?
Well, that's not the same at all, though, right?
But they have those. What are they?
Yeah, the
do you watch that?
I should know it.
The it's the EGOT. What's the Emmy. No, that's just Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. But isn't there another? What am I saying? You know, Caitlyn Jenner won it.
You're on the right track.
Stunning Beautiful Hero Award. I don't know.
I found this NPR article.
Oh yeah.
Clockwork Orange: Why Russian Ski Slopes Are Being Blanketed in a Strange Color. Looks like all the slopes are orange.
Why is that?
We're not going to read the article. We're just gonna use this as a segue.
That's probably because I've been talking about Russia and I have red hair.
I was actually going to say, I think in all of the things that make the snow, they've been putting orange flavored Kool-Aid in it. You know, they just mix it.
Or was it a fruit roll-up is my question.
No, it's only orange. Fruit roll-ups are too colorful.
They're multicolored.
Well, for that? All we know is that, as far as we know, this orange snow exists only today, right? So it could be, like, that really intimate pass-by you had with Ben yesterday. You, like, grazed him on the shoulder a little... Red-haired
and
Russian.
Everything went orange. I also think it could be a giant orange gusher.
How big are we talking?
We're talking big.
Big.
I'm
2 feet.
I'm on that boat.
2 feet gusher.
I kind of have to agree with Ollie on that one. Like, I think a single gusher would change everything. It changed the snow in Russia, apparently.
We're not going to go into that story because it's not for the air.
No, this is actually how I came to Tufts. I opened a packet of gushers and they were all blue inside. And it was just a sign.
And it said, go to Tufts. When you tore open the bag and dropped it on the table, it spelled out Tufts.
Well, it's... Nah.
But without the S, because there wasn't enough gushers.
Well, without half the T, too. So it said, go Luffs. But that was it.
But you understood.
Yeah, I knew. I knew from the beginning that I should go to wherever the gushers pointed me. I just had
See, if the gushers were orange, you'd go to Clemson.
No, that's incorrect. Syracuse.
Or Princeton, maybe.
Or Princeton.
Yeah, that's actually...
We don't like Princeton.
Princeton, actually, I have a very fun story about Princeton.
A very fun story.
I applied to Princeton.
Oh, boy.
Thinking, yeah, why not? And then I received an email that my decision had been made. Well, their decision had been made about me.
Oh, yeah.
And
you'd made up your mind.
And I tried to access it to see my denial. And I couldn't access it. I couldn't because it required a PIN number from when I applied.
Of course.
And I couldn't remember it or find it anywhere. So to this day... I still do not know
if you got
whether
into Princeton.
Or not I made it into Princeton.
Ouch.
So you...
you didn't just email them asking?
No, because here's the deal, right? As I was like, oh, if I got in, they would have sent me stuff through the mail. That's what I figured, right? Mm. That's what they always do.
Big mistake.
Is if you get in, they send you stuff through the actual snail mail.
You didn't get a rejection letter at all?
And I did not get a rejection letter.
In just a few years,
so
you
that
can
means
find
you're
your...
In. You could probably. Brag to people, be like, you know, I got into Princeton.
I mean, it's Schrodinger's cat, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm both
really
in
is.
And not in until I...
You're not lying to anybody if you say otherwise. Either way.
Yeah, and you can just, like, save that. A day when you're feeling, like, too good, you can find out, and then you can just be disappointed.
Or I could never do it, and then just say...
Yeah, actually, that's a better route.
Be both in and not in Princeton.
Exactly.
I like that.
But you know what? What does Princeton have anyways?
Yeah.
Unlimited money.
I mean, seriously, princes. What do they have? They have... One person I know from Idaho. That's it.
They have Sally Fields, the first female attorney to graduate from Princeton's female law class. Remember her? She's cool.
Well, oh, true.
Well, we have Tracy Chapman, so.
That's true. That is, like, probably the coolest person that graduated.
Yeah.
We have Steve Tisch.
We have Catherine Milano. If anyone knows who Catherine Milano is and you're listening to this right now,
please call in.
Nobody. Please call in.
We can
first
talk.
Of all. We could talk. I could talk.
Yeah, we could talk for a couple days on that
hours.
One. Yeah.
If not, if you're too shy, but you know her, you should yell at her and tell her that Oliver sent her.
Also, if you have any questions about mock trial at all,
if you have
call
any
in
questions.
To 91.5 WMFO. We'll be here for the next hour.
Or send an email at Tufts Mock Trial co-presidents.
That's wrong. Co-presidents at TuftsMockTrial.com.
I don't know. Hey, I'm not one of them. I don't have the email.
That is correct. Will Wilson is only a freshman. What are you going to do for the next 3 years? Ooh. Are you gonna?
Yeah, what am I going to do for the next 3 years?
Are you going to stay loyal to your Tuesday morning 5 to 6 a.m.?
No way. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry to the 5 o'clock hour listeners, but I don't think I can handle it anymore.
Who's going to get the weather in such a succinct... How are they going to get the weather in such
a
succinct,
I mean, I can still do it,
manner.
But it's just going to be tough.
So.
Nice. There we go.
There was a wink for the record.
There was a wink.
See, we have to preserve the WMFO record in case of appeals.
I feel like I am the freshman ever, forever, though. Even when I grow older, like, you're always going to be a sophomore in my heart, Oliver. And then, I mean, yeah, you're a senior, but...
I'll be gone before you know it.
Yeah.
That's
so sad.
Oh, just kidding. Maybe he's sad.
Yeah, it's a little sad, right?
I want to ask Will some questions. What kind of questions?
Well, you can ask me questions after a short music break. I think we're going to hop into some music, and we're going to relax for just a little bit.
Okay, cool.
It's the 5 o'clock hour on The Will, 91.5 WMFO.
To me, she giving me the third degree. The peace is sure enough disturbed. I know I'm just getting on a nerve. She's the only one I need. We were truly meant to be. Can't nobody keep it real like my girl. Nobody in the whole wide world. Come home to me. If you meet her on Facebook, tweet me. My baby is the only one I freak see. She can't give it up for so long. Got a brother waiting by the phone. And I love her like sweet potato pie. Her forever put a twinkle in my eye. Cold-blooded, but I can't get enough. Ooh, I love that girl so much.
Come home to me.
Come on home.
My favorite thing. Yeah. She the kind of girl that make your heart sing like a fountain of love that you can't understand. I know her body like the back of my hand. It's enormous strength from way down south.
Oh, yeah,
tenderoni,
yeah.
Take the words out your mouth and the power of her love make you feel so good.
Well,
love her like a grown man should.
There goes my baby girl. She is my
favorite thing.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, baby.
My favorite.
91.5 WMFO. You're tuned into The Will. And real quick, we got a PSA for you.
Are you tired? Are you tired of airplane noises? Call Massport Noise Complaint Line at 617-561-3333. Again, that's 617-561-3333.
You can also reach us online at www.wsfairskies.org, noise-complaints.html.
Please help stop this abuse.
At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhood, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute.
Negative consequences include
air pollution,
noise pollution,
sleep deprivation,
high blood pressure,
delayed patient recovery,
animal distress.
Make our skies fair for all.
Join the Boston West Fair Skies today at www.bostonwestfairskies.org.
That's your PSA from Ellie and Oliver. Back to you, Will.
Thank you guys for doing that PSA. I'm so tired of those dang airplanes.
Those darn tootin' airplanes.
One every minute.
Those tootin' airplanes always getting so loud, I just can't handle it.
Well, you can call and complain, which might do something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eventually, if we annoy the people making the noise enough.
Yeah, all they're going to do is take the Boston Logan Airport and push it somewhere else.
Speaking of which, ooh. Will, is there someone?
All right.
What a great transition. All right,
who you want to be taking?
All right, we got. It was
We've
a false
been
alarm.
We were silenced.
Yeah, I was saying.
No
I was saying,
know.
is there someone you want to be taken to the Boston Logan Airport
to move it somewhere?
That was
else.
My question.
Anywhere you want to move somewhere
is
else?
Is there a special somebody you could see yourself calling in to complain about airplane noise with?
Or for whom you would make that sacrifice? Yeah. Is there?
I don't know anyone that lives too close to the airport, so.
I'm fortunate to not
have anyone in my life that suffers with this terrible disease.
So you're still shopping, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You're still shopping.
Still shopping. For
right, and
yes. Shopping?
You should maybe go to their meetings. I hear they're weekly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. BostonWestGuys.org.
You know, I never really got that.
I heard it's a great place to pick up chicks.
Could you actually imagine living near an airport?
I live
with the noises?
Well, there are a lot of planes fly over my house, I guess.
How loud is it?
It's like planes.
Do you get a little vibration sometimes?
Sometimes.
Sounds pretty terrible.
No, it's not that bad. I live like far enough away. It's pretty chill. I have a question. I think that the listeners deserve to know what is the hat choosing process with clothes?
Just so everyone knows, yeah, Will Wilson is currently wearing a plaid blue shirt. And a striped blue beanie. Go ahead, Will.
The coloring, the picking choice is that this is my only beanie.
You only have one beanie.
No, that's a lie.
Did you lose the other one?
Because I do have the other beanie.
Correct.
Designated as the Will Wilson beanie.
It is.
Correct.
The black and white one.
Yeah.
But this one's bigger and it fits over my head more. Mm. And not as uncomfortable. And so when I chose the shirt, I was like, oh, I better choose something that matches the beanie, at least in color. Mm-hmm. So that was my choice today. I'm actually going to buy a new baseball cap because when it gets warmer, I have the green hat, which everyone knows and loves. Everyone knows and loves the green baseball cap, but I'm going to get a navy one and then I'll change it up.
Is the choice based primarily off of warmth? Is that why you chose
your motivating
factor? Definitely.
The beanie? Yeah.
Definitely. Warmth and the fact that I don't have time to shower before coming to this show.
You didn't shower this morning?
Hate to break it to you guys. You know, not all those perfect, you know, deities like Oliver here.
For those of you listeners who have strong feelings about Will Wilson showering, please call in to 91.5 WMFO. We would love to hear your thoughts about
his
body odor.
Wait, you didn't shower.
Are you saying that I didn't shower?
You
right
didn't
now?
Shower this morning.
Do you see my hair?
I saw your hair. It was not showered this morning.
It is soaking wet. Dude, Please,
like he just went bobbing for apples.
It looks
well. That's actually what he did, though. You saw the big container of apples out there. He was bobbing. Have you guys ever actually bobbed for apples?
I have.
Fabulously good. I'm fabulously good at bobbing for apples.
I'm not good. I'm no good at bobbing for apples.
I'm about as good at bobbing for apples as I am about hitting darts.
Same.
How good at darts are you?
Well, about as good as I am at bobbing for apples. So, okay. You know.
Okay.
Give or take a few.
Yeah. Give or take a few apples.
Darts. Apple darts.
Apple darts. I've heard of those.
Do you drink coffee while Wilson?
Only when I really need it. And only on days where happiness? I'm doing a lot of work. And only in between the hours of 1 and 5.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M. Because that's when my cortisol levels are the lowest. Okay. That's when my cortisol levels are the lowest. That's when you need coffee the most. If you drink coffee in the morning, you're just going to replace your natural cortisol levels with coffee. And why would I do that to myself?
Because you wanted to wake up.
Yeah, but I'd let my body do that for me.
Are you saying you really
need to please stop all that?
I'm nobody, trying to have a conversation.
Nobody
here.
Tunes hey, into careful. The radio getting, to listen to me sneeze.
I always get into
you just
the
blew
if
up
someone
the
wants
zone
to call and
there.
Yell at me then.
No, don't.
Don't. I got one
this
more.
Is a really interesting show this morning.
I got one
we're
more.
Having a good time.
Yeah, it's you know, been kind of relaxing.
Having a really good time. I would like to say that
that's my bit
I was relaxed and asleep for a little bit of this show, but now that I've been rudely awakened by the sneezing, I can calmly say that I'm ready to entertain for the next 20 minutes. I really. All right.
Oh boy.
All right.
All right.
All right. Homemade hiccup right. remedies. Go. Starting with Ellie.
What did you just say?
Homemade hiccup remedies.
Hiccup
go.
Hiccup remedies. Oh. Well.
All right, you think about yours, Oliver.
I have
go.
The full answer, oh. but I don't want to say it on the radio.
Go ahead, do it.
Oh.
We
is
all
it something,
know this.
Is it something? Oh, something
it
not
Reddit,
radio appropriate.
Like a while ago.
Oliver,
let's just
what's
say
your?
If you, oh. no, he doesn't want me to say. All he wants me to say.
All right, Oliver. Oliver, what's your homemade?
No, you need a friend. You need a really good friend to help you in my.
okay.
Mine. Remedy. Mine is. Not so crass. It is a remedy all the way from England.
All the way from England?
Oh, that's right.
You drink from the far side of a glass.
Yeah, I've been saying it for years.
It's not from England.
And it immediately
thank
causes
you.
Your
thank
hiccups.
You.
You're from Arizona.
Disappear.
Someone gets it.
It's England. Much better. It's much better than the simple... hold your breath and they'll go away. No, it doesn't
work. I tell so many people this and they just don't believe me. They're, Will, how do you even drink from the other side of a glass? And I'm just, you know, you just put your mouth there.
You put your mouth at the
and
far side.
And you go
side,
slow.
And then you have to tilt all the way over till you're bent at about
thank
110 yeah. degrees.
This is also mine as,
show
as a
closed.
Child.
This is that's the Will. Like, what you more what more do we friend. Need?
No, that's not
show.
Mine. I said that I read that on Reddit.
I think that's yours.
I'm that's sure that is the sure. that is the ultimatum for getting rid of hiccups.
The ultimatum?
Yeah, no doubt. Did I use that word correctly?
No.
I don't
that,
think so.
Forget me, pill. Forget. That's basically what you just said.
It is the pinnacle of hiccup removing technology.
Hey, if I say a word and I sound confident about it, it's right.
Except for ultimatum. That's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, except
that's
for that one. That's the only word strong. That you can't be confident with. You have to be right.
You have to think about it. Everyone is listening in right now. Say the word ultimatum and just feel good about yourself that you used it better than Will Wilson did.
Maybe say it four times. It'll start yeah. sounding weird.
Yeah, I mean, if you say it once, it sounds like all word. Tomatoes.
Ultimatum. Ultimatum, 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 ultimatum.
All right.
Oh my God, he's never going to invite me back.
Ultimatum.
All I do is sneeze and say words over.
Ultimatum, noun, a final demand or statement of terms, the rejection of which will result in retaliation or a breakdown in relations. So, for instance, let me use it in a sentence. When I was 20 minutes late to dinner with my girlfriend, she offered me an ultimatum that I either come on time or we break up. Completely
wow.
fictional story, by the
Oliver
way.
Oliver could be a spelling bee.
Yeah, I you definitely not have a girlfriend
not,
anymore.
I did not spell it. I did not.
Well, I meant the spelling bee. I said you could be a spelling bee.
So, anyways, I actually, funnily enough, have been late several times on several occasions to dates, and it's been a very interesting way that I've tried to overcome this because I feel really bad about it. You know, I definitely do. And I've started leaving earlier and earlier now.
Wow.
And good. It's amazing how good. That works, isn't it?
I mean, I'm early to everything. I'm certain you know.
I need to get into the habit of that more because I know it's the right thing to be on time, especially to someone who you know
you're supposed to be hanging out with. Yeah.
Right. And so I actually it's been kind of a shift over the last 4 weeks or so where I've been trying really hard to be on time to. Almost everything, because the idea is, right, if you are on time to everything in your life, you'll be on time to the things that are most important. If you're on time to the things that are less important.
Yeah. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late. That's my...
That's not right. Because also, you arrived at 4:50 today for the show, so...
I mean, in general.
So he was late.
You know, I...
So you were 5 minutes
late.
You were 5 minutes late.
We recently played Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues.
Great song.
Kendrick Lamar's Untitled 03, Ronald Isley's My Favorite Thing, and The Naked and Famous, Punching in a Dream.
Great song.
I really like that song.
Especially all because it's so it's so.
I really like all of them. Really
everyone like wants to punch in a dream. You know?
Yeah.
We all have.
That is the dream.
And everyone becomes famous when they're naked.
Right.
We're going to take a quick music break again. Up next is Todd Terje's Inspector Norse. We'll see you soon. 91.5 WMFO. Tufts Radio. We're tuned in with a couple guests, Oliver, Ellie. It's almost the end of our 5 o'clock hour. It's 5:52. Don't say that.
It's never over. It's never over.
That's right.
I'd like to point out that I find it interesting that you use Oliver and Ellie, because Oliver is the formal version and Ellie is the casual version, and we're both Ollie and Ellie. The casual versions match really well. We're Oliver and Eleanor.
Fine. Hold on. We'll redo this. 1 second.
Okay, yeah. Delete it.
WMFO Tufts Radio. You're tuned in with Ollie and Ellie. It's almost the end of our 5 o'clock hour. It's 5:53:02.
It's never over. It's never over.
Deja vu.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
I find
it really interesting that you used the names Ollie and Ellie.
We're not gonna do this again.
You didn't introduce yourself, though.
My name's Will.
What's your last name?
Wilson.
Where do you live?
You're tuned into The Will.
What's your social security?
South.
Well, how many?
Three, no.
4, 5, 6. You heard it here.
Dang it, that's my number.
Well, how many existential crises have you had sitting here alone at 5 a.m.?
Zero.
Really? What do you think about it?
Why would I ever have a crazy?
Oh, you're only a freshman. I forgot.
You know, just thinking about all the people listening in and how you're just awake, like one of them.
And how floating through life.
I don't know if being a freshman doesn't mean I have crazy, right? Is that?
No, I'm...
A crazy?
Well, no. Multiple crises.
One crisis, multiple crises.
I'm starting to think it's...
If you don't know the difference between that, then I don't think you have had one.
And I don't.
You definitely haven't had multiple.
I have not. I haven't had any.
Have you ever had an ultimatum in here?
I have had all the tomatoes, yeah.
All the tomatoes, gotcha.
Ultimatums. Ultimatums.
Well, I have another question for you.
Yeah.
What is your favorite type of calendar? Do you use a paper calendar,
Google.
A flip calendar? You go for the online?
Google calendar.
Is that a Gregorian Google calendar? No.
Or do you go for the Mayan?
No, it's actually, I was about to say, it's not Mayan, it's the Aztecian calendar. Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is the difference?
Well, at the end of mine, the world ends. So.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm. When is the end of yours?
You know, honestly, it's so far ahead, I don't even care to look. Because it might just be next month.
Like a whole month ahead, yeah.
Who really knows?
You don't want to know.
So there are a lot of calendars. Mm-hmm. There's the Hijri calendar, the Mayan, the Aztec, Egyptian, Mesopotamian, Iranian, Hindu, Buddhist, pre-Columbian, Mesoamerican, Hellenic, Julian, or Gregorian.
You know what calendars remind me of? Crosswords. I've been doing a lot of crosswords lately.
On New York Times?
I've been doing both the New York Times, like the mini and the big ones.
Really?
Yeah, and today when I stopped by and get the daily while eating my frozen raspberry oatmeal and drinking my tea, I'm going to be doing the crossword there.
Wow.
I started to really enjoy them. It's very peaceful and aggravating because I'm terrible.
I really like doing the minis because they're solvable every time.
Yeah.
You almost
exactly
slipped into the voice that... is really funny.
Which one? The old British man voice.
I do enjoy a good crossword. That's absolutely fantastic. It's preposterous to think anyone wouldn't like a bloody crossword. It's terrible.
Hits me every time.
That's what the voice is. That's what it's for.
All right, it's 5:56. I think it's time that we play a track to end the show.
Oh.
It's been great having you guys here.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, I was going to thank you for having us.
You can.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us on this show, The Will, 91.5 WMFO. If you have any final comments, please call in. We're definitely not going to be answering, but you can still call. It's nice to call in to 91.5 WMFO, The Will. Thank you for listening.
Oliver Marsden, Eleanor Powers, and myself, Will. Wilson. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next week on the 5 o'clock hour. Have a good one
as I leave you with this final track.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads.